this holiday doing works of charity and hanging out with Tim Tebow.
Yes.
Uncle Steve was at the Tattered Cover with crowds of thousands.
There's 175 people out there. They were very, very nice.
Oh!
Hey, take a look at this. They normally read during that time, but Mark and the whole team out there at Tattered Cover in Highlands Ranch. The book is called Fire Bubbles and Exploding Toothpaste, so why not fire bubbles? A little walk on eggs.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't think they've ever had walking on eggs at the Tattered Cover, which is kind of a fun thing to be able to do. And then, of course, we invited some of the kids that were in the book to come in. So Helen and Chance and Saul were there,
and some
geyser cars went home and so forth. A really, really fun time with people getting to come out and do something more than just having the author sign the book, maybe make a little bit of snow and play that way as well.
Not your average book signing. Well, I knew you'd make it exciting.
Very, very,
good
very
for
nice.
You.
Hey, you know, the holidays, there's some things you can put on the Christmas tree that I think are kind of fun and a little science-y at the same time.
And blow up and explode.
No, that's going to be good. So watch this. We're going to need a pipe cleaner. So here's our pipe cleaner, now called a Chanel stick, I guess what it is.
Really? Is that what they call it?
I guess so. It's
Chanel
a pipe cleaner
stick.
For me. So three pieces that are here, and I'm going to twist them like this. And so you twist them like this, and you form
kind of a little Christmas star.
There you go.
Yeah.
There it is.
Got
it?
Very nice. Yep.
And I made you one here, so look at yours.
Okay.
And look at this. We've put it on a piece of string, and we're going to dangle it down into a mixture. And look at this. Here's our friend. Once again,
Borax.
How many times has that been on the show? But never for
usually
this
we're sliming with borax.
That's exactly right. So watch, and I got a fairly large container here.
Uh-huh.
So the recipe that we have online, it says that for every cup of water you have, you're going to have about 2 tablespoons of borax. And
okay.
So I'm going to eyeball this one right here since we're going fast.
Okay.
This is going to be just about right. It's going to take some time anyway. You're going to dissolve this, and then you can put some food coloring in if you want to. But here's what's going to happen. You're going to take this now and put it down inside. So go ahead and put it down inside. You don't want it touching the bottom, so you're going to kind of twist it up like this, and you're going to let it sit overnight.
I see. So
maybe 24 hours.
Oh, okay.
So it sits there. And at the end, I had a couple of them that had food coloring in. Pan over here and take a look at this.
Oh,
right,
look
over
how
here.
Pretty.
These are absolutely gorgeous.
Is that rock salt? What is that on there?
That's the borax that is crystallized.
Oh, really?
So take a look at those crystals.
On our chenille stick?
You've got it.
Wow.
Absolutely gorgeous there. And the crystals are fabulous. And so a little blue and a little red that are there.
That
but the
is
crystals
very
are
nice.
These borax crystals. And of course, the hot water that started. Now cools down, so we started with some hot water, and you get these gorgeous crystals. So
that
if you've never done that with a borax before, it's yours now. So there's
a little holiday
tree at home. I know you're excited.
My
chenille
stick.
Yes, I also have bottles of Mentos and Diet Coke or whatever for you
yes,
as well. But
yes.
I'll give you this instead. I think
that
would be much, much better.
An entire 3 minutes has gone by, and I have not burst into flame or been injured in any
way. It's been easy. People can do this.